You know in your own heart what is a reserve. If it don't line up with what Jesus taught, it needs to go. If it's out of order, you need, or at least you need to see it for what it is. Some things I see out in life, you wish you didn't, you could unsee it, but you can't. You just have to have enough love of God in you to see it for what it is. Every form of sin, you need to see it for what it is and not partake of it and let it be a reserve. And then there's something else. Allowances. Allowances is what people allow because, okay, if the leader of a wonderful church, let's say he has a lazy streak. Well, guess what? The people will, they'll have a lazy streak too. Because it was allowed. If people have a diligent pastor, they're diligent people. This is why God wants to use his people. He won't train people to introduce some knowledges. Revival knowledge, which I love to call it revival knowledge. He give that to his frontline people who love him, not to people who allow leaven in their life or reserve and hold it back. I asked the Lord, what's the difference between reserves and allowances? He said reserves are done on purpose and allowances are done without them realizing. They allowed it by mistake. They didn't know it. But when you point it out, they know to work on it. Even then, even once you know, it's got to become, everything must become revelation in order for you to do something about it. It has to be a revelation knowledge to you. You can't just, it's not, the things of darkness don't just fade away. You have to drive it out, and you have to do it on purpose. And nobody's fault, if anybody was living, it was reflected in how they lived and also in how they fought. What they condone, you know, if you have leaven in your life, you're going to condone things that you shouldn't, and you're not going to fight like David did. David fought Goliath because he was not in agreement with the worldly way. He was in love with God's ways. That's why he was chosen to be king, and he had the king's anointing, and he thought like a king, and He was anointable, and when God anointed him, he thought like a king. Before he was anointed to be king, he was faithful to God. As long as you can regard and treasure the words of God to the point that it becomes revelation to you, you're going to become a warrior. That's the only way to be warrior class. David was warrior class. Some Christians are not warrior class. That's why they... You can't fight Satan if you agree with him. He didn't agree with the giant. He didn't agree with the Philistines. Now watch this. Also, he didn't hate the Philistines. He loved them. He loved them as people, but he fought them because they were demonic. Warrior class people stick to God's protocols. They share his convictions. When Saul was after David, he even helped the Philistines. He fought with them. He didn't hate them. And they helped him to a point. But the wicked he drove away. While he was in exile, he started driving people out of Israel. Because he was a king. He thought like a king. Now, guess what? We become, through Christ, kings and priests. We share Christ's conviction. If you don't share Christ's conviction, you can't receive his words as revelation. If you don't share Christ, the convictions of Jesus, you cannot receive his revelation. It's going to be difficult. The more you share the convictions of Jesus, the easier it is to hear his word. Now, some people don't ask God questions because they don't want answers, because they don't want to be responsible to God. They don't want God to tell them what to do. He might give them some form of ministry to do. He may give them an assignment, and they're trying to run from it. Or whatever they're doing. Or they like their lifestyle somewhere. They've allowed things. See, if you allow anything of darkness, even mild darkness, even laziness, you can't be a warrior. Would you want a lazy officer watching out? Let's say you got in trouble. The mob is after you. And they send some agents to your home. Would you want them to be warrior class or lazy? You know, the mob, they crazy. They'll do anything. They blow up stuff. You want somebody vigilant to help protect your family and your daughters. And then, but if they're sorry and lazy, you want to get the gun and watch for yourself, because you want to protect your home. And these jokers are bozos. They're not listening. They're not watching the window like this. They're watching TV. They playing with the cell phone. That'll make you nervous, wouldn't it? Well, it should. To the point that you do something, you take it to the Lord in prayer. That's the only way to defeat the wicked. You have to do it God's way. Now, when you take something to the Lord in prayer, that don't mean that you just pray and forget about it. That means you're ready to hear him out and do whatever he say, no matter what people think. Just like Abraham, he had to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's home. What was the Lord showing us in that? These are three realms of breakthrough we got to deal with. Don't let the culture of your country or the culture of your kindred and friends and, you know, people in your everyday audience and then your father's house. Don't let their negative ways affect you. Don't fear what they think collectively. Don't fear inwardly what they fear collectively or what they do collectively or what they think collectively. That's why social media is such a train wreck. If you let what other people think bother you. When you seek to know the Lord and do the things that he listed in the Beatitudes, you will always find balance. Now, since I brought it up, I'll close with reading it. Unless God prompt me to do something else. Now, listen closely to what Jesus taught and said. Everything he said is very important, has the highest form of credibility. Matthew 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Now that gives us hope, folks. For they shall inherit the earth. No matter what the wicked do, the wicked of Psalms 2, heathens, kings of the earth, no matter what they do, say, the armies they build, the meek will inherit the earth. So we win. God gives us hope in his word. Now when that's revelation to you, you have something to live from. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When you don't know what to do, when things not making sense to you, when the Lord didn't fill you in yet, guess what? You still shall be filled if you hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is the road to being warrior class, folks. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. This also is the way to become warrior class. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When you see God, everything will be made plain. Now, I keep referring to a statement that Catherine Kuhlman made and the man that started the Welsh Revival made. Catherine Kuhlman said that You have to give God everything. Give up everything. These people prayed and fasted often. Abrams. They praised God. They worshiped God. They fasted often in what they did. They did it often. They had to break through the culture of the day. Everybody must break through culture. You can't think like God and Satan and win. You have to drive out the thoughts of darkness as they appear. And you don't have to wait till they appear. If you see other people walking in a form of darkness, you're in the same world, around the same people, hearing the same thing. And a logic is always being formed by culture. So if I see somebody getting on drugs, for instance, I always took the position, Lord, how did this happen? You know, they tried it. Okay, well, I'm not going to try it. Because I remember in high school, they were much smarter than I was. They got better grades than I did. They were expected to excel more than I was. And now they're on drugs. I'm not trying that stuff. And then you have to be confident in the things of God. A lot of children of Christians, they get sucked into the world by peer pressure, trying to impress others. You don't have to impress anyone. You have to, if you do things God's way, you don't need other people. You don't need people's opinions. You don't need to do what others are doing. So when you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you'll be filled and you'll be complete in Him. That's the power of hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And then, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. When you see God, you can live without the darkness. When you gravitate to Him, you'll see what's right with what's right and what's wrong with what's wrong. You'll see what others lack seeing. You'll see what others don't see. Then he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You can make peace when it's not popular. You don't need other people's opinions. You peer in your heart. You see what God is saying. You know His will now. You know that He loves everybody. So you make peace with people. You don't get involved with foolishness. This is how we stay balanced when we don't know what to do, when we're not clued in yet. You avoid contaminants. And when the Lord showed me things that He was going to have to train all these pastors that He wanted, that He was fishing for, and desiring to reveal greater things to, but they wouldn't follow Him. You have to follow God. You can't train yourself. The Word will train you. And the Holy Spirit will train. We follow God on two fronts. The written word and the Holy Spirit. Okay, he said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The enemy is picking at you, trying to get you to come back to this realm of logic. So, he raised up evil people to aggravate your life, or symptoms, or pains and ailments. Jesus said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. In that, God will give you wisdom and words to speak, because that, you know, you're blessed. God will keep you ahead of the curve. He'll keep you ahead of what the devil's doing and all. You can tell Satan he can't speak. And they'll have to stop talking. When your enemies aggravate and oppress your life, tell Satan, you can't use them against me, and you can't use me against them. And then pray for them. Pray that God open their eyes, or whatever God put on your heart to pray. This is how you do it, folks. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I'm going to read verse 11 again. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Then he said this, you are the salt of the earth. But if the earth have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? For it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. That's why he said, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So our light is our good works. Let it shine. You don't have to make it shine. Just be you. Be what God created you to be in that sight. Live with integrity. Do the right thing when people are looking and when they can't see you. Then he said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And Jesus Christ will fulfill the law by the love of God according to 1 John. And that's how we do it. We don't destroy the law, we fulfill it. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, he said all these things, and if you do these things, you'll stay balanced. He's also said, verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. This suggests that the Lord wants to introduce things, the true things that we all pray for, through people who have the same convictions of Jesus and not the convictions of the world. Then verse 20 proves it. He said, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he went on and gave them more things. And all these things together helped me remain balanced. I used to read these every day in lunch after I first got saved. I worked at a food giant. That was a Burger King close by. I used to go get a Whopper Jr. and a strawberry shake and read these scriptures every day for months. Or whatever else I wanted to eat, I would read it and read these. And these, Matthew 5 and 6 and 7 brings you to balance. John chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17 teaches you how to stay, how to live with power and receive from the Holy Spirit. And as we do those things, we always win. And you'll be able to see what others refuse to see, can't see, and don't want to see. But if you do these things, the right people will see it and they'll elevate their lives. They'll start growing in the things of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.